Have you ever made a wish, Wordies? Let's hope that you had more drive to make it real than today's word has. The word of the day is velleity. That's spelled V-E-L-L-E-I-T-Y. Velleity is a noun that means a mere wish, unaccompanied by an effort to obtain it. Here's an example of velleity as used by Sam Savage in his 2011 novel, Glass. To want in that way is to have a desire without attaching it to any foreseeable action. Desire without hope, I guess it is. I believe the word for that sort of desire is velleity. I am finding that I have more and more velleities these days, and one of them is the velleity to travel, a hopeless longing to just peregrinate off somewhere. But thinking about it some more, it strikes me that even velleity might be too strong, suggesting as it does a feeble impulse, so terribly feeble these days. Notice how Savage pluralizes velleity. One velleity, two velleities. This is possible because velleity with the definition wish is a count noun. The opposite of a count noun is a mass noun, such as furniture or silliness, which can't be pluralized. When velleity appears as a mass noun, it means volition in its weakest form. Here's an example of this meaning of the word used by James Russell Lowell in an essay published in the North American Review in July of 1867 on the political philosopher Jean-Jacques Rousseau. Rousseau showed through life a singular proneness for being convinced by his own eloquence. He was always his own first convert. And this reconciles his power as a writer with his weakness as a man. He and all like him mistake emotion for conviction, velleity for resolve. Make your lexical dreams a reality with Word of the Day at dictionary.com.